N 十五。
这是2013年普通高等学校招生全国统一考试湖北卷英语科听力部分。该部分分为第一、第二两节。请看听力部分第一节。
Wake up, John. It's time for school.
No school today. Oh, I'm so tired. I will not get up yet.
No school? Why?
It's Saturday.
Did you feed Frank today?
Yes.I did. I also gave him a bath.
Thank you, honey. Could you take him to the vet tomorrow? His appointment is at 10 in the morning.
Have you heard? Our president is starting a new program.
Oh, really?How will it benefit us?
The program requires professors to take on students in their research projects. Then, we'll have more chance of gathering research experience.
Dear me! Somebody's been leaving the lab door unlocked.
Don't look at me.
Hello, Max. Come in, please.
Gosh, I'm finally here. I'm nearly worn out. My apartment is only on the second floor.
Well, I wish my apartment were four floors lower.Like yours.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Sorry about the wait. I'm Dr. Green.
How do you do?
Hi. I see that you're experiencing some back pain.
Yes, I am. My doctor's away on vacation. He always gives me this to reduce my pain. But I've run out of my pills. I wonder if, you might be able to give me some.
You really should have a thorough checkup.But you are the most polite patient I've seen all week, so I'll break the rule for you.
Sorry about the wait. I'm Dr. Green.
How do you do?
Hi. I see that you're experiencing some back pain.
Yes, I am. My doctor's away on vacation. He always gives me this to reduce my pain. But I've run out of my pills.I wonder if, you might be able to give me some.
You really should have a thorough checkup. But you are the most polite patient I've seen all week, so I'll break the rule for you.
Listen to the following dialogue. Answer the eighth.和第九两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Hello?
Mr. Anson?
Yes.
This is Temporary Jobs Agency. You called us several weeks ago about a job position.
Uh-huh.
We have a two-day job for you, if you're still available. It's a fundraising party at Grand Hotel.
Absolutely, yes.
They need you there at 12:30 tomorrow. If you don't drive, they'll pick you up at 11 at the City Hall.
I'll drive there myself. Thank you very much. Hello?
Mr. Anson?
Yes.
This is Temporary Jobs Agency. You called us several weeks ago about a job position.
Uh-huh.
We have a two-day job for you, if you're still available. It's a fundraising party at Grand Hotel.
Absolutely, yes.
They need you there at 12:30 tomorrow. If you don't drive, they'll pick you up at 11 at the City Hall.
I'll drive there myself. Thank you very much.
听下面一段对话，回答第十至第十二三个小题。现在，你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Have you decided how much you're going to ask for a flat, ma'am?
Not yet. Oh, I'm totally at a loss where to start.
Well, you need to consider several factors, like the size, location, condition. How big is your flat?
Two bedrooms.
That's not very big. Is it downtown?
Yes.It's just a block away from the finance center.
Well, that certainly adds to its value. Is it in good shape?
It was built in the 90s, but we've just had it redecorated.
You also need to consider the prices of other flats in the neighborhood.
Sure, sure.
Can you decide on the offer price now?
Probably not. I'd better talk with my husband first. Thanks for the information, though. I'll contact you when we have decided.
Have you decided how much you're going to ask for a flat, ma'am?
Not yet. Oh, I'm totally at a loss where to start.
Well, you need to consider several factors, like the size...Location, condition. How big is your flat?
Two bedrooms.
That's not very big. Is it downtown?
Yes. It's just a block away from the finance center.
Well, that certainly adds to its value. Is it in good shape?
It was built in the 90s, but we've just had it redecorated.
You also need to consider the prices of other flats in the neighborhood.
Sure, sure.
Can you decide on the offer price now?
Probably not. I'd better talk with my husband first. Thanks for the information, though. I'll contact you when we have decided.
听下面一段对话，回答第十三至第十六四个小题。现在，你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Oh, I hope Alexander likes this. It's a bit of risk serving fish and shrimps to a guest who comes to visit us for the first time. Maybe I should also prepare a steak.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. Alexander is the new director of my department, and I don't know much about his preference. He came from another department of the company early this year.
I've never met him before, but I've heard a lot about him from you in the past few days. It seems that he's a very good boss, with rich business experience.
Absolutely. He's the one who comes to save the department.
Really? Why do you say so?
Well, you know, last year, when economy was not good, our profit was far from satisfying. The company even thought about closing down this department.
So, what about the situation this year?
Alexander introduced a brand new system for sales and management, and it's quite effective and efficient. The profit has even doubled in the last month.
Wow, that's fantastic. I cannot wait to meet him for dinner. Oh, I hope Alexander likes this. It's a bit of risk serving fish and shrimps to a guest who comes to visit us for the first time. Maybe I should also prepare a steak.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. Alexander is the new director of my department, and I don't know much about his preference. He came from another department of the company early this year.
I've never met him before, but I've heard a lot about him from you in the past few days. It seems that he's a very good boss, with rich business experience.
Absolutely. He's the one who comes to save the department.
Really? Why do you say so?
Well, you know, last year, when economy was not good, our profit was far from satisfying. The company even thought about closing down this department.
So, what about the situation this year?
Alexander introduced a brand new system for sales and management, and it's quite effective and efficient. The profit has even doubled in the last month.
Wow, that's fantastic. I cannot wait to meet him for dinner.
The coming next program is One Man Show by David Meller. The guy David Meller needs no introduction. He's so famous, not only because of his talent, but because of his looks. Neither pretty nor ugly, but strange, especially his face. It's like a flat board. On the board, eyes,Nose, mouth, and ears are all in their places. But each of them possesses easily recognized characteristics. Take eyes, for example. When they're open, what you can see are two very narrow lines. And nose? A little bit raised
and shaped like a badminton bat. And his mouth is, well, let me say this way. Each corner could reach the ear. As the saying goes, smile from ear to ear or wear a big smile. But our guy never smiles. Actually, he doesn't know how to smile, not to see laugh. His full and very black mustache covers his upper lip. Whenever he wants to start a speech, he bites his lips for a while. During his talk, he clears his throat from time to time. Although he pretends to be gentle, he may make you feel very tense and worried. Before I invite him onto the stage, one thing I should warn you of. Listen to his talk. Don't watch his face or his show. Ladies and gentlemen, now Mr. David Meller. The coming next program is One Man Show by David Meller. The guy David Meller needs no introduction. He's so famous, not only because of his talent, but because of his looks. Neither pretty nor ugly, but strange, especially his face. It's like a flat board. On the board, eyes, nose, mouth, and ears are all in their places. But each of them possesses easily recognized characteristics. Take eyes, for example. When they're open, what you can see are two very narrow lines. And nose? A little bit raised and shaped like a badminton bat. And his mouth is? Well, let me say this way. Each corner could reach the ear. As the saying goes, smile from ear to ear or wear a big smile. But our guy never smiles. Actually, he doesn't know how to smile, not to see laugh. His full and very black mustache covers his upper lip. Whenever he wants to start a speech, he bites his lips for a while. During his talk, he clears his throat from time to time. Although he pretends to be gentle, he may make you feel very tense and worried. Before I invite him onto the stage, one thing I should warn you of. Listen to his talk. Don't watch his face or his show. Ladies and gentlemen, now Mr. David Meller.
第二节到此结束。